We're at Riverside Walk, which is in Ballygolly. We're here for the Relay for Life Day. It's a 24-hour vigil, if you like, but lots of people walking around in a very big area to commemorate those who have gone before, who've perhaps passed away through cancer, and for those who've survived it. Thelma is here. Thelma, give me your surname.
Thelma Rainey.
Thelma, because we're supposed to just calling you Thelma, you see. Thelma, you've organised the event towards the Relay for Life.
Well, I tried to organise it, but yeah, it's been a big undertaking. This is a 24-hour event, and we have 8 teams registered here, and they have taken it turns to walk the lamp together, because together we will beat cancer is our motto, and that cancer never sleeps.
Well, we had a few kind of ceremonies last night, you could call them, with respect obviously shown to those who had gone before, lighting of candles and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we had a Candle of Hope ceremony at dusk, and that's candle bags dedicated in memory or in celebration to those that we've lost to cancer, or those that are come through it or battling cancer. So we had that at dusk, 9:45 last night, and we had a survivors reception at the opening ceremony where they opened the lap for us, and they were our special guests of honour.
Well, we had lots of people here, people from all over, not just this area of Tyrone, but further afield. We have people from Irvinstown and different places.
That's right, and we have actually a girl, Jill Greenfield, who's come all the way from America. She's studying in London, and she takes part in Relay for Life in America, and travelled over here to be part of Relay for Life in Ballygolly. First time ever in Northern Ireland.
And she's enjoying this experience, because we spoke to her as well. The whole experience here, it's been a wet day, we've had rain, a lot of the purpose of this is to raise money, and lots of money to be raised. You won't tell me now just how much, but we're talking in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60,000, aren't
we? We are. Hopefully we will have a nice total to tell this evening that'll make putting up with this rain really worthwhile, and that it has been worthwhile, and it'll show that the rain didn't beat us or didn't dampen our spirits.
Cancer Research UK will benefit from that. There are quite a few Cancer Research UK people based in Belfast working for a cure, working for help, palliative help and all sorts of things.
Yeah, that's right. Most of the money raised here will go to the Cancer Centre in Belfast and the Cell Biology, and the scientists and the research nurses there will benefit from all money raised here.
Besides all of that, the serious matters going on, but there's lots of fun for people.
Lots of fun for people. The teams have really been brilliant. They've all got together, played games, and what else all has taken place?
We've had a bit of a fashion show with people dressed as cows and wolves and all sorts of things.
That's correct, and we've had team talents. So everybody has got into the mood and really joined in and has had a great time at Relay here in Ballygolly.
Well, you've organised it, taking a lot of organising other people to get the funds raised, all sorts of things. Will you be doing it again, do you think?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, we will.
Good stuff. Well done, Thelma Rainey.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.